week.
Here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. It is good to come to your homes again today to tell you that God loves you. And if God be for you, there's no power that will ever stand against you. I've been saying that for many years, but I believe it. And it's true whether I believe it or not. So today, we're going to present to you something to believe in. And I trust today that you will find that something to believe in is true in your life, that you will truly have something to believe in before this service is over. So let's get right into our service today by doing this song for you here, right here. And I hope you enjoy this one.
A little boy came into the kitchen one evening while his mom was fixing supper. He handed her a piece of paper that he had been working on. And after she wiped her hands on her apron, she takes the letter in her hand and she begins to read. And this is what it said. For mowing the lawn, Mom, $5. And for making up my own bed this week, Mama, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And for playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash the other day, Mama, $1. And for getting a good report on my report card, $5. For raking the yard, Mom, $2. He said the total is $14.75. Well, the mother stood there thinking while a thousand memories began flashing in and out of her mind. So she picked up the pen, she turned over the letter, and this is what she wrote back to that little boy.
For the 9 months I carry you, growing inside of me, no charge. For the nights I sat up with you, doctors you pray for you.
And for all the time and the tears and the cost down through the years, by my son, there's no charge.
When you add it all up, the real cost, my love.
For all of this, there is no charge.
But the nights filled with dread and the worries of for advice and the knowledge, the cost of your college, no charge.
And for all the toys, the food and the clothes, and the many times I've had to wipe your nose, there's no charge, my son. When you add it up, all up,
when you add it all,
the real cost of my love is no charge. Well, when the mother got through talking with the little boy, he looked up at her with great big tears in his eyes. He said, Mama, I sure do love you. Then he reached out, he took the letter in his hand, and he wrote in great big words, paid in full.
Add on the real cost of my love.
The real cost is no charge.
Yes, sir, no charge. God does things he doesn't charge us for. He is a magnificent God. He will do what others cannot do for you. So you need to trust in that today. He said, put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will part the waters, and you can cross to the other side. I'm so glad for Carol Cole and Ann Cole. I appreciate their help and support on the broadcast. And then we heard from Ed and Mary Jo. I'm sorry, Ed, to hear that Mary Jo's in the hospital. I was going to call you and get the details on that, but if you'll give me a call, or we'll get in contact with you and find out what's going on with her. These are old friends of ours. Ed and Mary Jo has been our friends for many years, And I love them both, and I appreciate them. So I hope today that she's doing all right. But anyhow, I'm so thankful for all my friends out there who have paid and prayed for this broadcast, because it takes prayer and it takes finances to support it. Finances have been kind of slow, but anyhow, we're not complaining. We're just letting you know that we need your help and need your support. So let's go right now and listen to this song. And I want to send it up to Carol and Ann. And then I want to remember Patty and Barry Harper in that song, No Charge. She loves that song. I want to send it up to James and Louise and Little Ernie and Betty Joe. And, well, ever who's listening today, I'm going to send it up to you and hope you...
Lead me to the altar. Lead me to the altar, I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear, I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar, lead me. I was sitting in a little country church one Sunday night, listening to an old-time preacher. He was telling of God's saving grace, of His power, and of all of His might. Well, seated next to me was a dear old gentleman. His face was wrinkled, his hands were calloused, and his hair had already turned gray. As the preacher told of the home beyond the sky, the old gentleman bowed down his head. Tears came to his eyes, and when the invitation was given for those who had gone astray, he freely took me by the hand, and this I heard him softly say: Well, I am old, blind, and feeble. I cannot find my way. I need a hand to guide me. Please help me lest I stray. I've lived my life in vain. My heart with sin is stained. Lead me to the altar, lead me. Lead me to the altar, lead me to the altar. I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear, I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar, lead me.
Yes, sir, lead me to the altar, lead me. You see, at the altar, prayer is where we get our problems answered. God hears and answers prayer, and I'm so glad for that. I'm still praying for you. I hope that you're still praying for Martha. And I'm going to play a song here in just a moment by Martha, and I hope you enjoy this one. But first, I want to send it out to Ruby Dixon. I appreciate her and Doris Neely. I haven't heard from Doris. I hope that she's doing well. And then we want to remember Miss Brown. In the service today. And also, these people that I just mentioned names, but I hesitate to mention any names because I may leave somebody out. But I love you all. I appreciate you. We've been on this air for a long time now, and the message has always been the same, and we preach the same God every Sunday morning. So we're doing the service today on a Thursday night. Now, last Sunday, I'm sorry that we had to play a repeat, but I went to the eye doctor last week and got my eyes tested, and when they dilate your eyes, you can't see that good, and I couldn't chance taking over to town to take the tape over there. So I hope I can be excused for that little mistake. So today we're doing the broadcast live, and I hope you're enjoying all that we're doing. So let's go right now and listen as Martha does this song for you. And I want to send it out to all of her listeners, and a lot of people listen to Martha. Let's keep praying for her. And this one says, Who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb?
Who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? Who put he's here. Peter had denied him. They cried, crucify him. But he was in his Father's will. As he hung there in silence, our fate in the balance, I think back and I realize that he said, forgive them, and cried, it is finished. They were tears in my Father's eyes. And who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? Who plowed the head with thorns till it bled of the great I
Martha doing that beautiful song. Someone mentioned this, the message that I preached on phony love. So we're going to go back and listen to some more of that message, phony love.
Well, Peter said, Lord, you know that I love you. But you see what is going to happen here is a lot of times we do things that cause God to doubt our love. You remember, let's go back just a little bit farther now. Let's go back and find out what really brought this on anyhow. Why is Jesus so interested in hearing Peter say, Lord, you know I love you? Well, if you will go back just a little bit farther, you will find that Jesus is talking about the crucifixion. And Jesus is saying, now, fellas, I've got to go to Jerusalem. There I will be crucified. I will die. I will go into the tomb, and third day I will raise again. Peter made a statement. He said, Lord, if you die, I'm going to die with you. You remember that? When Jesus turned to Peter and said, wait a minute, Peter. Before the cock crows, thou will deny me three times. And now, notice the picture is turned. Jonas, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me? You see what happened? That trust was broken. That trust between Peter and Jesus was broken. You see, once that love and that trust had been broken, can God trust us anymore? Hello, you still out there? You see where we're coming to? Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know that I love you. Then why did you deny me the three times? Because Peter broke the trust between him and God. And a lot of times we do the same thing. I had a fellow come to me one time, and he wanted to be a member of our church, and I liked to never got his membership. Martha will amen this. He said to me, I want to be a member of your church. And I forgot to take him in the church. Another time he was to be taken in, I forgot it again. Finally, he come to me and he said, are you going to take me into your church or are you not? I said, well, yeah, I'm going to take you into the church. And guess what? Service is just about over. And Martha said, wait a minute, you forgot something. I said, what is it? She said, you forgot to take Carl in as a member. You remember, Martha? So I brought Carl and I took him in as a membership. And he stood there and he said to me, I said, now, Carl, I've got to ask you these questions. Listen to him very carefully. I said, Carl, are you a Christian? Yes. I said, will you support this church with your attendance? Yes. With your tithes? Yes. Will you support this church and do whatever God calls you to do as a member of this church? He said, yes. Hey, folks, that is a commitment. That is a commitment not to the church, but a commitment to God. When we commit ourselves in membership, we commit ourselves to God. And I said to him, he said to me, whispered to me, he said, now what do you want me to do now that I'm a member? I said, nothing. I said, Carl, you don't have to do nothing. I said, because that is the norm for a lot of memberships. We promise God everything but give him nothing. Come on, amen. When you break that trust between you and God, brother, it's dangerous. It's deadly. The Bible said it's better to never make a vow than to make a vow and never pay it. When you stand to take a commitment to a church, then you're committed to that. Peter, do you really love me? Do you really love me? If we love one another, our commitments will always be true. We stand at the altar and we make that promise to God. We look her in the eyes. Her eyes are beautiful. The white that she's dressed in is beautiful. Everyone is crying. Everyone is weeping. Even the pastor that's even marrying the couple. And we look at them and say, will you? And they say, we do. Hey, that commitment is final. That commitment is made in the eyes of God. In the Bible, in Genesis, that's the one thing that you will find that God said. He said, I want you to become as one. I want you to leave father. I want you to leave mother. I want you to be totally committed to them. But once that trust is broken, it's hard to have a relationship when the trust is broken. And Peter is going to say to our Lord, if you're going to die, I'm going with you. Jesus said, no, before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me three times. Now, folks, I'm not downing you if you have become a divorced person. I'm not downing you for that. But when you stop to think about it, a lot of times it's a lack of commitment. A lot of times it's a lack of trust. A lot of times that's what destroys the family, is simply because we don't trust one another. Our love is damaged by not our real trust in God. This will be a divine test when Peter was asked. Jesus said to him, do you love me? That's very important, because it's important to us, because if we say we love God and we can't love our brethren, then honey, we have become a phony love. How can you love God in whom you have not seen and have not love for the brother in whom you have seen? For by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. Why? Because ye have loved one for another. When you break your trust to the church, when you break your trust to the people, then all of a sudden we lose confidence in you. And God is the same way. We lose confidence. You notice after they met on the seashore. Now, after Peter had denied him three times, did you notice that Jesus said to Peter, hey, Peter, how long did you cry over that anyhow? Peter, how many nights did you spend wrestling with yourself after you did me like you did? How long did you think about this thing, Peter, after it happened anyhow? He never said any of those things. The only thing he said to him, he said, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? You see, I'm going to tell you something, people. If you notice, he said, if you love me, then feed my lambs. You see, that's what the preacher's all about. I'd hate to stand up here and think that I'm not feeding you properly, spiritually. Now, a lot of you, now, I'm going to take up for me, all right? I'm not going to get on my bandwagon and beat myself to death and stomp on my toe. I'm going to tell it like it is. Maybe the reason you ain't been fed, you ain't come hungry. Come on, you may lead the horse to water. You can't make it drink. Did you know that my old dog Scooby has got more sense? Well, I'm not going to put it that the way I thought it. But my old dog Scooby knows when I got fresh water and when it ain't fresh water. I can go out on the porch, Bob, and say to my dog, hey, Scooby, how would you like to have a good fresh drink of water? He can't see. His eyes are blind, but that old tail will just wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. I tell him, I said, Grandma's come with a treat bag, and boy, he'll almost break his neck to get to the door. He's got more sense than I have, let's put it that way. And I can go and get that bucket and pour that old water out and bring him new fresh water and call him and say, Scooby, come and get you a good fresh drink of water. He will come and gollop it up like nothing you've ever seen. But anyhow, Jesus is saying to me and you, do you love me? Hey, let me tell you something. You know why I come here and preach every Sunday morning? I love you. You know why I preach the gospel? Because I love you. How in the world can a preacher try to feed lambs that he don't love? If you don't love Jesus, you won't love the lambs. If you do not love Jesus, you'll never love the souls of men. I'm after the souls of men. He said, tend to my sheep. Yea, Lord, you know that I love you. And then he said again, feed my sheep. Some sheep are starving spiritually. We've got more people sitting in the pews starving spiritually. I don't know about you, but my spiritual person needs to be worked on. He said, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. You see, folks, let me tell you something. Peter is being programmed to be the preacher, the main preacher at Pentecost. He's going to preach one song.
I have heard once the bird has a broken wing. It will never fly higher anymore. Let me tell you what I know. That's not always so. For once I lay helpless and so I fell from above like a wounded dove, with no hope of ever climbing again. But with grace from above and God's marvelous love, I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Higher than I've ever been. Higher than yesterday's sin. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Well, I feel by the way, life's wounded prey, and old Satan, like a vulture, swept low. In my darkest hour, he came to devour what was left of my dying soul. As low as I could get, but God not finished yet. Had ever saw in me. Now I live above the doubt, so high in the clouds that I can't see the top of the tree. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. There eagles can't soar. I can see heaven's door.
Well, I'm
trust today that you've enjoyed the broadcast, enjoyed as much as I have enjoyed putting it on for you. I'm always glad to put the broadcast on. It seemed like that God's always blessed us in our radio ministry. And without your help, without your support, of course, we could not continue on this radio station. I appreciate the love offering from Brother Ed Ballinger. And let's pray for his wife. I don't know. She said she'd been in the hospital or was in the hospital. But Ed, if you're here listening today, you contact me and let me know what's going on with Mary Jo. We'll be praying for her. I'm asking my radio audience to pray. And, you know, when the Bible said, when my people is called by my name, would pray and seek the face of God and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, then will I heal their land. So God is still in the healing business, and God is still there, regardless of the circumstances. I know it gets rough for me. I know that it's hard to see Martha in a nursing home, but nevertheless, we've got to face the realities of life. The Bible said there'd be many, many would be the affliction of the children of God, but if God be for me, there's no power that will ever stand against me. And I stand firm on that. I stand firm because if God said it, I must believe it. And if I don't believe it, it's true anyhow. Let's pray together. Father, I pray for my unseen audience. I pray for that sitting right now that's listening to this broadcast. Father, I pray for every soul out there. I pray for the families, Lord, and where they're out of work in this political year, Lord. I pray that they will examine their heart and their life. And Lord, vote the right way. Vote for somebody who stands for something. And that something is truly Jesus Christ. So we come in the name of Jesus praying this prayer together. And I pray for the sick. I pray for the shut-in. I pray for the lost. I pray for the backslidden. And most of all, I pray that this broadcast will continue for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I appreciate you. I love you. And I'm sorry I had to play a backup last week, but I had to go to eye doctor. And when they dilate your eyes, you're out of focus. And I only have one eye anyhow. And so I never got to do the broadcast. Well, I did have it. I had it in the car, and I got home and recognized that the tape was in the car. So anyhow, I'm so glad that you stand with me and stand with me faithful and pray for me. Pray for Martha. Hold her arms up and hold her hands up. And may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.